And we're so honored. They've been missionaries to the country of Ireland. And we want them to come tonight. Sister Hume sings, and I want her to come as well. And we're so honored, Brother Hume. Last night, they were in the big city of Melville, Louisiana. And that's mama's home church. And she's a missionary to Texas now, too. But we're so thankful that we have a connection, what God is doing, that we can see something happen in Europe and Ireland and around this world. Amen. Brother Hume, God bless you. I want you to come and take your liberty tonight.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Wonderful to hear the good things happening around here. Hallelujah. I love to hear the reports and the testimonies, the revival. Praise God. Hallelujah. People excited about the kingdom of God. Amen. We ought to be excited about the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. It's the greatest thing going in our world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll let you be seated. Praise God. Amen. Sister Hume, come on up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. She does our music, all of our music. Amen. Because I can't sing at all, hardly. I mean, I sing, but you don't want to hear it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's good to be here with you tonight, and we so appreciate the invitation and opportunity to come here, meet Brother Crosswhite, and amen, be in this church. Praise the Lord. We've been visiting a lot of churches and, amen, seeing more and more of the people of God. And, amen, God's got people tucked away everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen. And even in the little country of Ireland, praise God, God's got people. Amen. And praise the Lord. Anybody know where it's at? Nobody wanna venture there. Amen. Anybody been there? Anybody? Amen. I usually have somebody that's been there. Praise God. But it's a common tourist destination. And America has strong ties to Ireland because so many of us have a little Irish in us somewhere. Amen. Like the brother said. Amen. It's just every church we go to, somebody comes to me and says, my grandmother was from Ireland, or my grandfather was from Ireland. Or, amen. Everybody, because Ireland, the people have immigrated for centuries. They have left there, and many, many come here. Praise God, have come to America. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have been there, my wife and I, in this go around 5 years, but she is a missionary's daughter. She spent over 20 years of her life in Ireland. Amen. And she is she's more than a dual citizen. She's triple. Amen. America, Ireland, and heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it's that citizenship to Ireland that enables us to do what we're doing. Missionaries can't go there anymore like they used to. There's a few missionaries that were laboring in Ireland and have been unable to return because they changed their laws and things. So because she is a citizen, we are able to labor in that country. God knew what he was doing a long time ago. Praise the Lord. Amen. The enemy tries to shut God out, but you can't shut God out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll go right over your wall. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll make his way in. Praise the Lord somehow. Praise God. I'm going to let her just say something here tonight and sing, and we'll tell you a little more about it. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. There's no place that I'd rather be than to be in the house of God. And so appreciate all of you. Appreciate Pastor Crosswhite and his family and church family. I can tell things are happening around here. There's no greater joy than to help somebody find Jesus and to show his love. That's what it's all about. It's all about him. And we've been traveling so much, but it's not about us. It's about what he can do. I can't do anything, but he can do all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing greater. Praise the Lord. Nothing deeper. Praise God than the love of God. Hallelujah. Knowing him. Amen. And being known of him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I feel his presence here tonight. Amen. God is in this place. And praise God. I will just feeling out the Holy Ghost. And I've been trying to do that as we travel today. And see what God has in store. And I always, what little I can do, I want to help the churches we visit. We want to be a blessing while we're there. And we're not here just to receive something, but we want to be a blessing. Amen. Praise God. And I want to encourage, just say before I move along, is the prison ministry is talking about that. I have not personally been involved in that ministry, but I have a burden for that. And I think somewhere God's going to open a door for that. I would like to do that in Ireland. Amen. But praise God, we have to see what we have to do that. Amen. But there's a great difference in the spirit of those men, if you're reaching the men. Amen. They have a different attitude when they're in there than they do when they're out here. Praise the Lord. Before I went to Ireland, I worked for the city, and we used some of the men from the prison, the offenders, and we would bring them a work crew. And but after I'd left the city and went to Ireland, I was back visiting, and I stopped by the shop at lunchtime, and I was visiting with some of the men that I used to work with, where they had the offenders. We had to call them offenders. And they were there, and I looked at one of them, and I realized he was one of my classmates. Amen. I hadn't seen him in over 20 years, but there he was. And I began to talk to him a little bit. But I remember what impacted me was all the men that I worked with, whenever I was leaving, they're all like, they said, "We'll see you later. Good seeing you again." You know, and they go about their business. But those men that were incarcerated, they all got up and they came to me and they stood in a line and they shook my hand, each one of them, and said, "Would you please pray for me? And we appreciate what you're doing in Ireland, and help them people as best you can, and say a prayer for me." They all thanked me. And here's the free men, if you will. They're just like, "See you later." But those men behind bars, I didn't know but the one. I didn't know them. There's a difference. Amen. Reach them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Reach them. That's exciting because I know they're hungry. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But there in Ireland, we have 5 million people on that island. 5 million. And there is about, let's see, I keep getting mixed up. We got 1, 2, 3. I think there's 5 preachers, pastors, in the entire country to reach the 5 million. Amen. It's about the size of Indiana. Amen. And you imagine there's 5 churches around here where they're all over. Amen. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. We'd like to see Ireland like that. We'd like to see all of Europe like that. Amen. But down where we're at, amen, it's wide open. Amen. We don't have to worry about intruding on anyone else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it is wide open. Nobody is there preaching the Jesus name message. And majority of the cities, majority of the towns, amen, there is no one sharing this precious truth. Amen. But God has us there. Amen. And there are hungry people. Praise the Lord. And we are working with Irish people, but Ireland is a nation that has people from everywhere in the world. It is a melting pot. Amen. And we just, there's no telling who will be in a service. You never know what nationality will show up next. Amen. But I tell you, when you get together in the presence of God, it works. Hallelujah. Still works. God's able to work and move and minister. Amen. Hallelujah. And it really makes for some great church dinners. You get to try everything. Amen. Praise God. And maybe some things you don't want to try. Hallelujah. But praise God. There's all kinds of things. But it is a joy to reach them. This gospel message is for whomsoever will. Amen. I don't care what color their skin is, where they were born, anything. Man, we're going to give them our full attention just like anybody else. Hallelujah. And see them come to God. Amen. Pray through to the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We have baptized some there, and I was thinking, you mentioned that Murphy name. I baptized a Tim Murphy. Amen. Hallelujah. An Irishman. Praise God. In County Cork. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are working with that family there in County Cork. And different ones. We have Slavic and Croatian and Portuguese and Irish. And we've had Filipino and Nigerians. And we've had them from Zimbabwe and all over. Amen. Germans, Polish. Praise God. You name it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we have a burden there. God obviously put that in the heart of my wife many years ago through her father. He's gone now to be with the Lord, but over 20 years she has labored there. Amen. And it's been a lot of work. It's a trying place and a trying time. Amen. They're passing a lot of laws there that prohibit they're trying to prohibit the freedoms that we do have there right now. Amen. Praise God. Don't ever take your freedom for granted. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are there, and they're passing, I don't know, it may have passed while I've been here, but they are working on passing a hate speech law that they can, you know how that goes, they can work it any way they want to work it. Amen. And they'll use it how they want to use it. Amen. I was talking with Brother McKillop the other day, who pastors in Canada. Amen. Because they have the same thing. I said, how are you handling that? He said, very carefully. Amen. Amen. You have to be careful what you say, how you say it. Praise God and amen. I just want to make sure I'm pointing to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. When I stand upon his word, I've got protection. Praise God. And I just say, this is what the book says. Hallelujah. I didn't write it. Amen. I still may get locked up for it, but amen. I'll preach to them prisoners. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But they even got a conversion therapy law they're passing. I hope this ain't too much to say right now, but if you are in a perverted lifestyle, they say that's just fine. But if you want to go straight again, it's against the law to help them. If that ain't foolish, but that's literally the law. Amen. That they are, it's in the works. May it pass now. Amen. Other European countries, some of them have it already. Amen. If that ain't silliness, I don't know what is. Praise God and evil. Amen. But that's what we're against. Amen. But I tell you what, amen, God is greater. He's made us more than conquerors. And whenever the persecution comes and those difficulties come, if I read my Bible right and I read history right, amen, it always caused a revival. Hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. In China, it's illegal to do what we're doing. Amen. But they say it's one of in China, the Jesus name apostolic movement is one of the fastest growing movements in our world, even though they can't assemble like this hardly. They can't do it openly. You're not going to stop God's church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're expecting great things in Ireland. However it plays out, God knows. Amen. But there's going to be souls. More souls come to Him. Hallelujah. And we're excited about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I don't want to take up all the time, but wear you out tonight. But I want to go to the word of the Lord. Amen. But let me just tell you the unspiritual part, because after service, you'll all be asking me. Amen. We eat a lot of potatoes. That's the food, with potatoes and cabbage and carrots and parsnips. That's what you always going to ask, wouldn't you? Well, they eat over there. The other thing is, amen, it rains all the time. It doesn't get very hot and it doesn't get very cold. And it rains all the time. Amen. We don't hardly have any mosquitoes, ticks, or chiggers, or any of that. Amen. And there's no snakes. It's true. There are no snakes. But St. Patrick didn't run them off. But amen. That's coming up next month. Wear your green. It's a bigger deal here than it is there. Did you know that? St. Patrick's Day is a bigger deal here than it is there. I mean, they do some things, but it's more here. Amen. Praise God. So, amen, that's Ireland. They speak English. They do have their own language, but a lot of them don't even know it. Amen. But so we're able to get by in English. I want to go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. You probably wouldn't even need to turn there. You can already tell me what it is. Amen. Hallelujah. But in case you don't, amen. With the people there, we have so many. This is all brand new. I'm not dealing with second, third, fourth generation apostolics. I'm dealing with brand new first generation. And so I have to give them time to find the book of Romans. They don't have any idea if it's where it's at in their Bible. So they're learning. Praise God. So Romans 12 and 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. I want to talk tonight with the help of the Lord about a reasonable service. Amen. Would you pray with me one more time? God, I thank you for the word. Your word is anointed. Your word is powerful. But I pray tonight, I need your help. I need the quickening of your spirit. The thoughts that I've had, things that I believe you have dropped in my heart and mind, bring them again to my lips. Hallelujah. Speak what you desire tonight. To feed the flock of God, to help us. Hallelujah. We need your anointing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we give you a thanks for it all in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. A reasonable service. Amen. If you read that verse carefully, he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. The Apostle Paul is saying that because he's referring to what he had just said. Oh, we have 11 chapters. It's divided into chapters for us now, but his original letter. He's been speaking for some time, and then he says, I beseech you, therefore. After all I've just said, I'm going to say this. That after all that I've mentioned there, amen, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So just simple, I want to connect with some here tonight. Amen. And I just was thinking about what he said. There's so much there in Romans that, amen, It's just, well, all the book of the Bible are full of information, but there's a lot in there. Romans is deep. Amen. Romans is takes some time to dig through, and I sure don't know it all. Amen. But I know in Romans, as he was referring back, in Romans 1 and chapter 1, that's where he told us the just shall live by faith. In the chapter 2, he talked about God's judgment, that it's a righteous judgment. Amen. In 3, he talks about that, he explains that righteousness, what righteousness through faith is, to give us that understanding. There's some revelations, deep things here that it was so necessary to learn as we go along with our walk with God, as we begin a walk with God. Amen. In chapter 4, he lets us know that it's faith that justifies. And in 5, he tells us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he talking about the love of God. And amen. In chapter 6, he tells us, amen, and lets us, reminds us that we're going to, like Christ was raised up, amen, we also will be raised up if we've been born again of water and spirit. He also told us in that 6th chapter that sin doesn't have dominion over us anymore, so long as we walk in the spirit. Amen. In chapter 7, he lets us know that there's a release from the Old Testament law. Amen. And we're in the law of Christ. And amen. Chapter 8, he lets us to know some words there of comfort. Amen. That we are no longer under condemnation. Amen. If we're in Christ. And also he let us to know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. In chapter 9, he tells of God's mercy. Amen. In chapter 10, he tells us how God will save whoever would call on him. Amen. It doesn't matter the race, Gentile or Jew, if they'll call on that name of Jesus and obey that plan of salvation, they'll be saved. Amen. In chapter 11, he lets us to know that we Gentiles, amen, I imagine most of us here are Gentiles anyway, amen, that we are grafted in, hallelujah, to that olive tree. Praise the Lord. So there's so many wonderful things, amen, hallelujah, that he's mentioned, and you can expound on them, and the grace of God he talks about, and the mercy of God, and the love of God, and he tells us all about these things, amen, a lot of it anyway, praise God. And then he says, and the way I look at it is, the way I see it, he's saying, you see all of these things that you're getting, amen, is it such a big thing that you'd present your body a living sacrifice? Amen. It's just seems to me to be a reasonable service. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let me talk about that a little more. Praise God, because maybe you're not quite getting it here, and there's some I want to make it even plainer. Hallelujah. When I come to the Lord, amen, I was sick of sin. 24 years old, amen, I was sin sick. I was tired of this world. I was seeking answers. I was looking for something better than what I'd been finding. Hallelujah. I pursued things in the world. I went to the bottle. And though I had pleasure in sin, there was a season. Amen. I won't lie and say I didn't have a good time, but the next day wasn't always a good time. The memories I had of what I'd done and how I acted wasn't a good time. Amen. I went to different things to try to find something to satisfy the longing in my soul, an emptiness there. And mind you, I was raised in the church, but I never, amen, had yielded myself to God. I'd never repented. I had never in my life lifted my hand to God. I'd never done that. Until I was 24 years old. Amen. I resisted him. Amen. And I pursued the things of the world. Praise God. But I could not find what I was looking for. But whenever one time I had a praying mother, and she had would ask me many a time, "Son, you want to go to church with me?" "No, no, no, no." But one day she said, "Son, you want to go to church with me?" And I said, "Yeah, Mom. Amen, I do. Hallelujah." And I've been going ever since. Amen. Never stop. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it was in an apostolic Pentecostal church like this one that I come into contact. Amen. With that Almighty God. And I realized that all along He had what I was looking for. Amen. He was what I was looking for. Amen. He satisfied that emptiness down in my soul. He filled that longing. Amen. He done what I needed done. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, amen, to be a child of God, to be a part of the kingdom of God, to be one of the born again of water and spirit. Hallelujah. I don't find this lifestyle too grievous. I don't find this lifestyle too hard. I don't find this lifestyle to be bitter. Amen. Hallelujah. I find it to be a good life living for God. I find it to be a wonderful life living for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else feel that way? Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I want you to just, what I'm trying to do is show you, kind of weigh it in the balance. Come on, God wants it. God likes to, if you will. I'm from Missouri originally. I'm not real smart or anything, and sometimes words fail me. Amen. But God likes us to sometimes just reason with us. He just wants us to consider it. You look at it. Amen. And you weigh this out. You take what I require, His commandments, and what He requires of us on one side. Huh? Understand? A living sacrifice.
Living sacrifice.
Holy and acceptable. And then on the other side of the scale, of the balance, put all the benefits. Which side? Ooh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen. Praise the Lord. You don't have to. I've already looked at it, brother. Amen. I figured it out. That's why I repented of my sins. Amen. I figured it out when I went down to that altar and repented of my sin. Amen. I repented because of the goodness of God. He let me see the goodness, amen, in my life and how good He had been to me. And I realize His goodness outweighs anything that He'd require of me. Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, the word of the Lord. We get caught up in all these commandments and, amen, all these things we got to do. And the devil likes to use that. Amen, you're not really free and all these kind of things. Amen, but I'm telling you, the Bible says His commandments are not grievous. Hallelujah. Jesus told us, amen, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Hallelujah, the world's got you down. Amen, and the devil's trying to grind you in the mud. It puts you in the gutter, in the streets of the gutters of life. Amen. And Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. And my burden, or my yoke is easy, and my burdens are light. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to weigh you down. I'm going to lift you up. Yeah, there's a yoke. There's some requirements. Amen. But praise God. Amen. It's sure better than being in the world. Hallelujah. I almost feel like preaching. I'm not much of one. I'm not much of a preacher. I'm just a missionary. That's why God sent me over there. He said, well, I'll find somewhere for you. Amen. Go way over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's all right if I'm on the B team, as long as I'm in the kingdom. Amen. What the writer say? Amen. Hallelujah. If I could just be a doorkeeper. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just give me a little something I can do as long as I got a place in the house of God. Hallelujah. It's better than the tents of the wicked. Praise the Lord. Just give me a place. Hallelujah. It'll be all right. Amen. Because anything's better than that. In God's kingdom. Hallelujah. A reasonable service. Reasonable. It means having sound judgment. It's fair and sensible. Amen. Another definition says as much as is appropriate or fair. Amen. It's rational and logical. That's what the definition from the Greek word. Amen. Reasonable service. That's where we get the word logic from. It's from that Greek word there. Logikos or something like that. I don't know how the pronunciation in Greek, but amen. Rational, it's logical. It just makes sense. I mean, if we got any sense. Let me hide back here and say that. If we got any sense. You're going to pick Jesus every time. Hallelujah. Whenever we go away from him, our thinking ain't right. Because what have we to gain? The Lord said if we was to gain the whole world, but we lose our soul. Come on, weigh it out. Hallelujah. I know many of you here. You've been living for God. You're sold out for God. Amen. Your mind's made up. Let's keep it made up. But maybe there's somebody else here tonight. Just kind of weighing things out. Hallelujah. That's all right. God wants you to look at it. Amen. When I preach to them over there in Ireland, I tell them, I instruct them. I said, don't just take my word for it. You read this book. You see what them promises are. You read it for yourself. You pray. You study it out. You search it out. Amen. And they're doing it. Hallelujah. And you can see them getting a hold of things. Amen. As they go. And as they go, they realize they want more. Amen. And their feet are planted more firm. Amen. They want to live for God. They want to go to heaven. Amen. There's just no. Praise God. Amen. Reasonable service. My Lord. The psalmist said, of all the many things he said, he's my strong tower. He's my shield. My buckler. Amen. I was thinking about it. Amen. Today. Hallelujah. When you're living and you walk with God and you're doing it the best you can and you're living right, amen. When we need a counselor, the Bible says that he's a counselor. Praise the Lord. And we need peace whenever there's a storm, amen, he's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When you need comfort, he's the comforter. He's everything that we need to make it through this life. Hallelujah. Everything that we need. Amen. He'll be our banker. He'll be our lawyer. Amen. He'll be our physician. Amen. He'll be whatever we need him to be if we'll let him be it. Hallelujah. Come on. There's so many benefits in living for God. Amen. Everybody ought to do it. Look at it. But the reason they don't is because we have an adversary. Amen. I mean, going through this life. Because all of us got to live life. Bad things happen. Amen. Problems come. Like we had prayer tonight. He said, somebody cut off was a finger and a thumb. things happen. Amen. Bad things happen to good people. Good things happen to bad people. Amen. God is fair. But man, to go through life, and when the storms come, I got somewhere to go. I got a shoulder to lean on. I got a church. Come on, I got brothers and sisters in the Lord. You ever been in a hard spot? You ain't, you'll have one. Amen. Thank God for the church. I teach them there in Ireland. I say, man, we don't have a whole lot of people, but I tell them, amen, look at each other. I said, here in this country, there ain't very many of us. I said, you need each other. Love each other. Hold together. You may be from different cultures. You're from different nations. But oh, stick together. Because you need one another. Amen. And they are. Hallelujah. They're learning. Amen. That when they go through a hard day. Amen. Many of them we have are there alone. They have no family. But they're finding the family in the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've been getting some texts. Amen. They're saying, Pastor, come on back. We miss you. We want you here. It's not the same. Hallelujah. Come back. I say, I'm coming back. And I want to be there, but I have to do some things. Amen. I hope this is all right tonight. You just understand. I'm just telling you what's on my heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. You go over there for a while. Amen. And you realize how precious the church is. How precious the body of Christ it is. You realize how precious, amen, having a brother and a sister, amen, to worship with you is. To pray with you. That understands a little bit about, amen, what it means to really live for God. Amen. Praise the Lord. God called me to the ministry, and I told him, God, you messed up. I was voted the quietest boy in my senior class when I graduated. Amen. Amen. You got the wrong fella. But God knows what he's doing. And only choice I had was to yield. Because God don't make a mistake, does he? Amen. He knows his business. So I yielded. And I found him to be the sufficiency. I don't have the ability. He's the one. Amen. Amen. But he called me to Ireland. I went over there first time in 2011. That's when I met who's now my wife. Amen. I'd never been out of the country. I didn't even have a passport, so I had to get a passport. I went over there, amen, to help because there was a burden on my heart so strong. I just felt I needed to go. Amen. And I helped them with outreach. And while I was there, God put that burden for that country in my heart. Amen. But to imagine myself as a missionary, I could not fathom it. Why am I saying that? Why the personal reference? I'm just saying it to say, it ain't been no bed of roses over there. We went to a city with me and my wife and one other man was living there. And for a while, he got away from God. So for a little while, it was me and my wife as the only two apostolics in the entire city of over 500,000 people. And when you go through after weeks and weeks go by, and yeah, we're doing some Bible studies and things, but This takes some time. Let me tell you, it's not a bed of roses. I'm not looking for sympathy. What I'm trying to do is encourage you. I'm telling you, God is there, though. And he'll be your sufficiency. And I'm telling you what my saying is even though I've faced a lot of lonely times, I've faced some times I miss home, I'm homesick. I wish I was back in Missouri sitting in my deer stand. I wish I was there sitting in the living room talking to my mom and dad. They're aging and I don't know if I'll see them again. But whenever I think about what all it's about, it's just a reasonable service. I don't think God's being unreasonable at all. For the benefits I get out of this, just in this life, amen, it makes it worth it. But after the end of my years, it's glory land, folks. Hallelujah, it's eternity with the Lord. Amen, a place where there's no weeping. Amen, a place where there's no more pain, no more sorrow. Hallelujah, praise God. We escape what's coming on this world. Amen, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn it all to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Amen. It is worth it. Amen. I'll give you some scripture. Amen. I thought about the Apostle Peter. Back in, we call him the disciple Peter. Book of John. Amen. Jesus. Some of his last recorded words before he ascended. Amen. The 21st chapter of John, verse 18. Jesus, well, he had asked Peter, do you love me? Amen. Yeah, I love you. Amen. Kept asking him that. Tells him, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. And then he says to Peter, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Do we really realize there what's going on? The Lord is telling Peter, before he even gets started, he don't even have the Holy Ghost yet. But he's letting Peter to know, hey, old boy, you're going to die for this. This gospel is going to cost you your life. You're going to give your life. Peter gets that realization. He looks around. What about this guy? Don't you worry about him. Don't worry about him. And that's what we all got to remember. I got my lot to stand in. You got your lot to stand in. What happens to me? Amen. Hallelujah. We just need to focus on what we got to do. And what God's will is for us. But the thing is, I didn't always see that. I didn't always catch that in the scripture. But I saw that and I thought, my. Peter knew that this was gonna cost him his life. But when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and he got filled with the Holy Ghost, no more running away, no more jumping out of the boat. When he stood up on that day of Pentecost and opened his mouth, Amen. And said, this is that. Hey, these are not drunk as ye suppose. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Amen. Hallelujah. When he opened his mouth, he knew he was setting into motion. Amen. His very death in the future. But it didn't hold him back. Amen. He already decided it's worth it. Amen. Whatever I got to go through, amen, I'm going to go through it. Because the joy of the Lord and the peace of God, amen, and the benefits of God is too great to miss out. And heaven, Shatayamaha, heaven at the end of it all. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's worth it tonight. It's worth it to make up your mind to serve the living God. Stay in there with him. Amen. And he'll stay with you. Praise God. I'm finished. If the musicians want to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He knew what was going to happen. Praise God, but he didn't hesitate. He didn't hold back. Hallelujah. Sometimes, amen, and I've been guilty. Sometimes we hold back from witnessing to somebody just because we're afraid they'll make fun of us. Peter opened his mouth knowing he was going to be killed for it somehow. That hit the back wall like a wet sock. But, you know, it makes you think, really, huh? That's what makes me say, oh, God, have mercy. Forgive me. Help me, Lord, to do better. I want to win a soul to Jesus. I want to bring people. I don't want to, amen. If I'm ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of me. And I don't want to be that way. Hallelujah. God, help me. Help me, Lord, in those areas I need strength in. Come touch my heart and strengthen me. Make me a better light. Hallelujah. Make me a better soldier. Amen. Make me a better child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I know it's worth it. I know it's worth it. Praise God. Amen. Because it's just so beautiful to walk with him. His love is so great. It's so deep. I wonder if we could just stand together. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And just reach out to him tonight. Ain't his love great? Ain't it beautiful? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We deal with people over there sometimes, many of them, when they come to our service, it's the first time they've ever felt the presence of God like that. And we're accustomed to it. Many of us are. We know it. We're familiar with it. Amen. But they come. Amen. And the tears just pour down their face. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not envious of the sinner. I'm not envious of the sinner. Amen. Nobody forced me to be here tonight. Nobody made me do this tonight. I do this because I want to live for him. I do this because I want to please him. Hallelujah. It's just a reasonable service. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. For me to do whatever God requires to keep his commandments. Amen. To live a holy life. To dress holy. Live holy. Amen. Is it so much to give? We see people from all kinds of religions over there. You see them here too. Amen. There's religions who, amen, they worship gods that don't hear, don't see, don't answer. But they'll go to a lot of extremes for a God they've never even felt. We have a lot of those coming out of the Middle Eastern countries and Northern Africa. Muslims. One of the cities we work in, Waterford City, there's many of them there. Amen. And they're religious. I mean, you got some that's not as religious, but we have lots of the ones who are very religious. The women wear the full burkas. All you see is their eyes. Amen. We know some of them will go to extremes to give their life for a God of hate. They've never felt His love. They've never felt His loving embrace. They've never felt His sweet peace. But yet they'll go that far. Come on. They look at it and say it's a reasonable service. What does God ask us? Just give me 10 cents of your dollar. I'll let you have the 90 and I'll bless that. Huh? How we stumble over things is so, when you look at it in another perspective. Brother there and sisters, there's nothing worth losing our soul over. I don't care how big a problem it may seem to be, it ain't worth missing heaven. There's just too many benefits. Hallelujah. If you got conflict, there's healing. Amen. You got bitterness, there's healing. Praise God. You got hurt way back there in the past. Amen. There's help. There's healing. He will make us overcomers. Whatever it is, He can do it. He can help us. Come on, these front is open, these altars here. I see you got them. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just feel after Him tonight. Hallelujah. Let's just renew a commitment to Him. We're blessed. We're blessed. We are blessed. Hallelujah. To be faithful.
I want to be a willing vessel, the instrument you choose. I want to empty up myself, available to you.
Yes, yes,
let me be a willing vessel.
Oh,
be a willing vessel. Be a willing vessel.
Let me be a willing vessel.
sing it again tonight. Come on, ask God to use you. Ask God to direct your life.
I want to be a willing vessel, the instrument.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
I want to empty of myself, available to you. Let me be a willing vessel.
Oh, be a willing vessel. Be a willing vessel. I want you to take importance right now. If you find somebody, pray with them. Even just somebody near you right now, just lay your hand on their shoulder if it's appropriate. I want you to pray for that person tonight that God would use, God would minister, God would touch tonight with His great Spirit and power. Even would you pray with that person? Come on, your prayer, it does matter. Even your prayer does matter tonight. Lord, use us. God, use us together, God. God, let us be that vessel for your kingdom, Lord. Mindful of your purpose, mindful of your will, mindful of your ways, Jesus. Make me an effective, willing vessel for your kingdom. Help me, oh Lord, I pray. Strengthen my life. Strengthen my brother and my sister. In Jesus' name, help us, Lord. God, administrate through us, God, your glory, your power, your peace. God, your gospel, your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Make me a willing vessel. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to be that willing vessel. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. You never know the cause. The cause is worth the cost. God does have things for your life. God does want to use you. God wants to bless your life. God wants to help your life. Saints of God in this place, I want you to be encouraged. You are the missionary. And you know that you're going to probably be the only person that prays for those that you pray for. Our world says we pray for you. They use prayer as a wish, but they really don't pray. Hallelujah. But we want to be that one that reaches out. We want to be effective. Effective in the field. Amen. And I want you to pray for your mission field, those around you every day. Pray for those that you come in contact with. We want the glory of the Lord. It was beautiful today sitting in court. The Perez family, there was a lady right in front of us that spoke Spanish. Sister Perez was witnessing and telling her about the church. And Natalie interpreted, she said, Pastor, you have a business card. We gave that lady an invitation to church. And I heard Sister Perez said, you know, we even have an interpreter. You know, I'm glad today that we're reaching, we're seeing the Lord touch. Amen. All nationalities, God can do it right here. Amen. Would you lift your hands and thank the Lord for the blood? Thank you for the blood, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and power, Jesus. Your good mercies, God. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Brother Hume, thank you so much. Amen. We want to be, amen, mindful. I want you to help us pray, amen, this month for the country of Ireland and the missionary, Brother Hume, that God would use them. Bless the work there. And we're so thankful to be a part of reaching and blessing missions. Amen. We are a mission conscience church. Amen. When this is one of the things I tell people, don't ever let your mission become foreign. Let your mission always be local inside of your heart. That doesn't mean that you don't have a mission, a burden for the foreign missions. But I see a lot of people lose their mission. It becomes foreign to them. They don't understand it. I want to have a burden. I want to have a burden. I want to be a soul winner. How about you? I want to be a light in this old dark world. Praise God. God bless you tonight. Remember announcements, by the way. This Easter is coming March. The 31st will be Easter. Easter will be the 31st of March this year. And we have a guest speaker that's going to be with us, Brother W.C. Roach will be our speaker for Easter this year. We're excited through our church. We're seeing God touch and feel. We want you all ready to think ahead. And I want you to think and start bringing people this Easter. We could fill every seat in this building. Amen. We know that now. We just had a Bible quiz tournament three weeks ago, maybe. We had 600 to 700 people here in this building. And we know that we could house that many. For a Bible quiz tournament, I believe that we could house people for Jesus Christ. Bring your friend. Let's teach him a Bible study. Amen. God bless you. Let's grow to heaven. How? You're dismissed. Wait, hang on. Brother Chad, where you at? Brother Chad, come dismiss us in prayer.
God bless you. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that you'll touch us for the remainder of the week, the weekend. Bring us back to the appointed time in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to heaven. How?